This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1363. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded June 12th, The Crystal Ship and Caribbean Weather, English from Venezuela, Greece, Sudan, The Threat of Y-tricity, another Israel radio threat averted, Hmong plot against Laos, more clandestine to North Korea, Cook Islands and Tuvalu on the web, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer from KimAndrewElliott.com. For U.S. international broadcasters, good news for now. The 5 June markup of the House Foreign Operations Appropriations Subcommittee fully restored funding for the following VOA language services: Albanian, Bosnian, Croatian, Greek, Macedonian, Serbian, Ukrainian, Georgian, Uzbek, Hindi, Cantonese, Thai, and Tibetan. And the mark also provides $8 million for VOA English, which more than fully restores the cuts to VOA English radio broadcasts. For Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, it restores cuts to South Slavic, that is, Serbian, Croatian, and Bosnian, plus Romanian, Kazakh, Russian, and Ukrainian. And for Radio Free Asia, the mark restores cuts to Tibetan and Cantonese language services. In case you're not familiar with the intricacies of the U.S. government operations, that doesn't mean the problem is past. This is merely a markup by a subcommittee to the proposed funding. It remains to be seen, Kim says, what the Senate Appropriations Committee will do. In 2006, it agreed with the White House and BBG proposal to cut those services. The two versions never made it to conference because of the distraction of the 2006 election. David Cole forwards a letter to the Wall Street Journal of June 11th. Attack on my journalistic and personal integrity. It's from Larry Register, who says, for the fourth time, the journalist published an editorial page commentary attacking my journalistic and personal integrity. Stating I'm sympathetic to dictators and biased against Israel, nothing could be further from the truth. You should read the whole thing. Larry Register was vice president of news, Middle East Broadcasting Networks, also known as Al Hura. Well, by the time this was published, he had resigned. KimAndrewElliott.com keeps us up to date on the progression of this story. Associated Press quoted him on June 9th, that his letter of resignation, which was dated June 8th, said he had been professionally and personally attacked in the media, and in good conscience, I cannot allow the personal vendettas and attacks to damage the credibility of MBN. There's also a story about this on NBC's so-called nightly news on June 8th, which is linked via KimAndrewElliott.com. Then Joaquin Blaya, chairman of the MBN Middle East Committee, stated that he accepted Larry Register's resignation with regret and said that effective immediately, Daniel Nassif will assume duties as the editorial leader of Al Hura. He's a native Arabic speaker who served with distinction over the past 5 years as managing director of news for Radio Sawa. Kim Elliott himself says the promised review of this episode must still take place, but now it should expand to consider the conduct of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Did the BBG eliminate a renegade Arabist, or did it decide the Al Hura news director must speak Arabic? Or did the BBG buckle to political pressure and abdicate again its most important function as firewall between U.S. international broadcasting and the U.S. government? Here's another involuntary resignation by a U.S. broadcaster, reported in Utility DX Roundup of Australian DX News, edited by Alan Fountain. Perfect Paul retired. A previous logging said it did not sound like Perfect Paul's synthesized voice. Listening to Coast Guard Station November, Mike November. He says, we now know that during April, Perfect Paul commenced to be phased out to be replaced by Iron Mike. This change was originally to take place back in 2002. Why it took so long is not known. back then. They were even suggesting a female voice. However, the gradual change from Perfect Paul is now taking place on U.S. Coast Guard, NOAA, and other U.S. stations. And I was surprised to learn that many people in the U.S. were not happy with Perfect Paul, and many broadcasters refused to relay him. They opted to transcribe the information and have it read live. Imagine that. That's my little editorial remark. For quite some time, broadcast listeners to the 22-meter band, among others, have been bothered by the continuous swish-swish of Kodar ocean wave radar transmissions. In the 13.6 megahertz area, a bit above and below, and thus overlapping with the broadcast band. But now I've heard it in the middle of the 22-meter band from another transmitter at the same time, covering roughly 13700 to 13760. This was at 0522 UT, when it was interrupted only by Austrian broadcasts on 13730. John Poet, operator of the Crystal Ship, a pirate allegedly in the Great Lakes area, has sent us their summer schedule. As far as it can be predicted, keep these things in mind. Their preferred frequency and their primary one is 6875. He says if we are on the air on any other frequency, we'll also be on 6875, which may have superior reception and audio. The secondary frequencies, however, you may want to also look for 5386, which is a less powerful transmitter, and if you're on the air after 03 UT, 3275. For the more experimental frequencies, 7575 might be used as a parallel, and they intend to test around 12,500 kHz to reach Western North America and Europe, and tests also on the 13 or 15 megahertz band. They don't have an official schedule, but it's probably more predictable than others. During the summer, they'll likely operate between the hours of 2200 and 0400 UT, mostly on Sunday evenings U.S. time, as well as random weeknights. First-time QSL requests may be emailed to TCS, meaning The Crystal Ship, shortwave, at yahoo.com. Bob Wilkner in Florida has been picking up a Caribbean weather net on 4045, and now provides the full information about this in Shortwave Bulletin. It's operated by someone called Chris Parker, using the public coast station call sign WCY at Lakeland, Florida. However, he wants to be hailed as Bellamy, good friend, or beautiful friend. And that's only one of several frequencies. Here's the schedule given in Universal Time. At 10:30 on 4045, all these are upper sideband. At 1100, reliable for much of the Caribbean, 8137. At 1200, 4045 again. At 1230, 8104. At 1300, 12350. At 1320, 16525. And at 1330, 6221 for vessels too close to Central Florida to hear him earlier. Now, this is 6 days a week, except on Sundays, unless there's tropical or severe weather threatening, in which case that'll be announced in advance. Schedule is subject to change. Well, it seems to me that there are likely to be a lot more vessels out there on an ordinary Sunday, part of a weekend, than on a weekday, so why take Sunday off instead of, say, Wednesday? Perhaps Chris is blue. Anyhow, on these frequencies, these are nets. You'll not only hear the base station, WCY, but various yachts checking in from places such as the different Bahamas and Cayman Islands. Our ProChavista correspondent in Venezuela, Dan Gonzalez, had assured us, as RCTV was about to be put off the air, that it would, however, be fine for it to continue broadcasting via satellite or cable, and it was expected to do so. However, another Venezuelan, Jose Elias Diaz Gomez, tells us that RCTV is not going out by satellite or on cable, since the government has confiscated the equipment to do that. And the government's replacement network, Teves, is on the air thanks to the equipment of RCTV all over Venezuela. Furthermore, he says, the only thing on the internet from RCTV is via YouTube, a newscast called El Observador. quite a come down, I might say, from being the largest on-the-air network in Venezuela. Anose adds that the government is pressuring satellite and cable companies not to put RCTV on their services, lest they also be eliminated. If you want to get the Venezuelan government point of view, there are shortwave broadcasts from Radio Nacional de Venezuela via Cuba. They've been primarily in Spanish. However, if you keep listening, you might run across an English segment. I did once, and now Cheryl Peskowitz in Wisconsin says she heard one on June 11th at 2330 UT on 13680. News about the OAS and some sports, and then back into Spanish. On the Condiche list, Alfredo Cañote in Peru forwards news from the Andina agency that Radio Andina in Huancayo, Peru, has been busted by the government, not only its radio, but its TV on Channel 19. Its transmitters and other equipment were confiscated. Now, we're not absolutely sure if this is the Radio Andina, which we used to hear on shortwave 4996. It seems to have been inactive for a few years. Arnaldo Slide in Argentina says it's been 4 or 5 years since it was last heard, although I see it still listed in the World Radio TV Handbook with call letters, which indicates it was not a pirate, OAX2S. However, possibly its license expired or they did something to provoke the government. Emilio Pedro Porcenic of Latino America de X in Argentina, who carries out nightly monitoring of South American stations, says regarding the confiscation of their transmitting equipment, Radio Andina, according to my log, was last heard on June 7th, 2005. That's only 2 years ago, on 4995.6. That's according to his monitoring in the evening. However, according to his morning monitoring, it was last heard on April 30th, 2004. The May 7th issue of Celio Romay's Panorama Roundup of DX News, especially about Brazil, said that Radio Itatiaia in Belo Horizonte would be shortly resuming shortwave broadcasts, according to Danilo Nonato de Paula, on 5970 with a new transmitter. The shortwave is to cover the interior of Minas Gerais state. And then a much later report, June 5th, by Jaime Suarez, said that Radio Itatiaia has resumed broadcasts on 5970 after a period of inactivity, but I've seen no other confirmation of that. On June 5th, at 1936 to 1945 UT, Arnaldo Slide in Argentina reports hearing on 15325, the Brazilian in São Paulo, which has been known as Radio Gazeta, but the ID he heard was Radio Mundial AME, so there appears to be some change there. The June 8th Radio Enlace DX program in Spanish from Radio Nederland had an interview with Marcela Campos, who's the head of Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. I listened to it, and here are a few notes I made. She thinks shortwave will last for a few more years, although the younger generation is not satisfied with its audio quality. She's thinking about putting Japanese on at 2200 UT for a morning broadcast to Japan, that hour currently occupied by Spanish to the Americas, but she's waiting to see what happens to RAI. The domestic service, Radio Nacional, is already webcasting on the Internet, and she hopes to have RAI on there too before too much longer, but that's not her decision. She says shortwave is still there when Internet and satellites fail. A listener and not a station invited her to visit Germany and see the latest technological developments in broadcasting, which she enjoyed very much. She says they have good relations with other stations, but don't have the wherewithal to work together with them. This could be an allusion to the frequency collision on 15345. She's been involved in shortwave broadcasting since 1989. Before that, she was at a domestic station in the remote town of Ushuaia, where she would like to return someday after retirement. You're listening to World of Radio number 1363. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website contains much more information, worldofradio.org. Another month has passed, and Iceland is still on shortwave, although they'd planned to end it earlier this year. Rich DeAngelo reports from Pennsylvania to the NASA flash sheet, hearing RUV in Reykjavik, June 7th at 2306 until sign-off at 2341 on 12115, although there was a transmission break for 3 minutes at 2312. Something else for shortwave listeners to worry about, at least in the UK. Mike Barraclough posted an item on the Monitoring Monthly Yahoo group about something called wireless energy transfer, or I guess it's the trademark Wi-tricity, W-I capital tricity. Is this likely to cause radio interference if it becomes widespread? This was a BBC News report on June 7th, headlined Wireless Energy Promise Powers Up, by Jonathan Fildes. It starts a clean-cut vision of a future freed from the rat's nest of cables needed to power today's electronic gadgets has come one step closer to reality. U.S. researchers have successfully tested an experimental system to deliver power to devices without the need of wires. And, as Sparky points out in a reply, they've chosen to experiment at 10 megahertz. And if the technology eventually gets licensed to use that part of the spectrum, the answer has to be yes, it will interfere just like power line communications. I rather dread to think what a sensitive preamp on a shortwave radio front end would do when confronted with that signal in the same room. Trevor, M5AKA, agrees it's probably safe to assume it will wipe out shortwave bands in surrounding houses. And he provides links to several other stories about this at the very useful website www.southgatearc.org. Another DX program will soon bite the dust. Word leaked out in South America that Radio Enlace on Radio Netherlands will be canceled in October, as RN's Spanish service is revamping its programming, basically eliminating such specialist shows. Something similar has happened at other stations and in other languages. Yes, that's the one I participate in with my DX News. Meanwhile, RN has made a mid-season frequency change for 2 hours of their Spanish broadcast, including Radio Enlace, on UT Saturdays and Mondays. 15315 from Bonaire, it seems, is not propagating well to South America, so they're going way down to 9450 instead, between midnight and 02 UT. In fact, they just did it. Still in parallel with the Portugal relay on 6165. Since I've had a problem getting good reception from Radio Tirana's new daytime broadcast on the 13 megahertz band here in Central North America, Trita Chicho has decided to increase the modulation to closer to 100% on these frequencies at least, and on June 12th I noticed a considerable improvement in reception. That's at 2000 UT on 13720, as well as 1300 on 13750. The Voice of Greece continues to show up at odd times, not on any schedule we've seen, with English hours instead of Greek. We've been unable to get them to confirm anything specific, but we must go only by monitoring observations, which of course may not be repeatable the following week on the same day and time. Marty Delphine in Spain heard English ending at 2055 UT, June 3rd, on 7450. That is UT Sunday, so it probably started just after 2000 UT. John Babas in Maryland supposes that it was probably the Greek in style music program at a previously unknown time. And we also had an earlier report of English from Greece being heard at 0200 on UT Wednesday. Furthermore, John Babas in Maryland also heard them during the 0200 hour UT Monday. In Greek, apparently it was Hellenes Around the World, a discussion in English, although not with the usual host, Katerina. So lacking any definite scheduling info for them, I suggest we look especially for more English broadcasts in the 2000 and 0200 UT hours on the usual frequencies from the Voice of Greece. Last week we had a report that the Polisario station, Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Saharaui Democrática, was signing off an hour earlier at 2300. Well, maybe that was true at one point, but once again, they're still on the air until midnight UT, says Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Furthermore, once again, the Spanish hour is being heard ending at 2400 on 6300 June 9th. I've not yet reconfirmed whether they're still signing on an hour earlier at 06 instead of 07, as I also reported last week. Bertrud now points out that they have a website with a number of video clips and other information about their operations, www.rasd-tv.com. And there's more about it at the official site of the exile government, www.rasd-state.ws. WS, can Western Sahara, a country which doesn't really exist, have its own domain name? Well, no, that actually stands for Samoa, formerly known as Western Samoa. We thought perhaps that extremely distorted signal from Chad, which had been interfering with other broadcasts around 7290 or 7310, had been fixed and they were back on their nominal frequency, more than a megahertz away, 6165. Nope. June 6th at 0510, I found it pretty much centered on 7290, severely interfering with the BBC in Portuguese via South Africa. And then Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring it further and finds that it's been varying much more than before. So if you don't hear it around either of those two frequencies, you might hear it as high as 7370. He hears it not only in the morning, but in the local evening. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden reports on Hardcore DX, I've heard the new Ethiopian rebel group radio, The Voice of Patriots, as scheduled, Thursday from 16 to 17 UT on 15260. It sounds like it's coming from a tin can. Is there a contact address or website? Dave Koenig in England replies, there's an audio file of one of their broadcasts at www.eppf.info, and there's another website which only refers to the broadcast in vague terms, www.eppf.net/radio.htm. Yet another revision in the schedule for Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction, which is in English, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria, since June 4th at 06 to 6:30 on 15440 via UAE and 15505 via Armavir Russia, followed at 6:30 to 7 on 11945 via Rwanda, although those are Monday through Friday, and another broadcast at 6:30 to 7 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only on 15445 via UAE. And finally at 14 to 14:30, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 15470 via Armavir Russia. In the past week, another threat to continued broadcasting in English and other foreign languages on shortwave from Israel arose. The Jerusalem Post on June 6th had a story, IBA cuts may force English news off the air. Thanks to Donny Rosenzweig for forwarding that. Then the Jerusalem Post started an online petition to save IBA English broadcasts, as pointed out by Andy Sennett, Media Network, and via Artie Bigley. The other newspaper, Haaretz, had an editorial, Stop Threatening Public Radio. All of this apparently had some effect because 5 days after it started on June 11th, Media Network says the management of IBA shelved plans for an emergency package of cuts that would have stopped broadcasts of Israel radio news in English. They said due to fierce opposition from various workers' unions. However, management declared that significant cuts will be made elsewhere in the near future. It had been pointed out in all this that the cuts to radio broadcasts were a drop in the bucket compared to television in Israel. Meanwhile, Israel radio continues to be sloppy about exactly when they turn their transmitters on and off. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has had trouble hearing the Spanish broadcast at 1945 to its conclusion on all three scheduled frequencies, 9345, 9400, and 11590. Some of them have gone off earlier or even have been on without modulation. And 15615 has come up early with Spanish, the tail end of it, although it's not supposed to start until 2000 with Hebrew. And Steve Lehrer in Michigan notices that on occasions the English broadcast at 19 is heard on 11605 instead of the scheduled frequency 11590. One occasion was June 8th. Arnaldo Slein noticed a news item from Radio Nederland that in California, a Hmong leader, Vang Pao, 77, has been arrested, along with several other people, including an American, involved in a plot to overthrow the government of Laos. This involved arms trafficking, and more than 200 agents were involved in the affair. I've not been able to link Vang Pao directly to Hmong Lao Radio, but it's probable there is some connection, if not a direct one. There's been more news about this. For example, in the Minneapolis Star Tribune of June 4th, which links to a 90-page PDF photocopy of all the legal complaints filed against Vang Pao, but they never mention Hmong Lao Radio. Well, listen to that broadcast. Although you may not be able to understand much of it, it's on Saturdays and Sundays from 13 to 14 via WHRI 11785. VSH Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle, news from Atsunari Ishida in Japan, monitoring of a revised schedule from the Voice of Indonesia. Between 10 and 15 UT, they've expanded the Thai and Japanese broadcasts from half an hour to 1 hour, and thus bumping the subsequent broadcasts later. So now it's 1 hour each at 10 in Thai, at 11 in Chinese, at 12 in Japanese, 13 in Korean, that's 1 hour later than it used to be, and then an hour of Indonesia from 14 until 1500. Now, on some days, it's on 11785, all of these. On other days, they're on 9525, as I heard them on June 12th, interfering, as expected, with CRI in Russian during that final hour. Shigenori Aoki via S. Hasegawa also reports on June 12th that Sound of Hope via Taiwan is heard on new 7105 at 22 to 23 UT. That formerly carried a different clandestine called Minhui Radio. The latter is still heard in Chinese, only at 14 to 15 on 6030. Ron Howard in California confirms that Open Radio for North Korea is now heard via KWHR in Hawaii, 9930. He listened for almost an hour until closing at 11:58, June 12th. He also notes that there seems to be a pattern emerging for which days of the week English is carried by Shokaze or Sea Breeze via Taiwan to North Korea, 9485 at 13 to 1330. For the past couple of weeks, he's heard English on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Now that we've said that, they'll probably change. S. Hasegawa forwards news from Chosun.com that Japan will launch a radio channel for North Korea focusing on Japanese citizens abducted. This is separate from the privately run Shokaze. BBC Monitoring says Radio Cook Islands is now webcasting, www.radio.co.ck. Bruce Portzer, IRCA, says Radio Tuvalu has a website, but not webcasting, www.tuvalu-news.tv/tmc/index.html. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 June 19th, solar flux peaking at 85 July 1st. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1363.